The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
And welcome Sarah Barry, the Managing Director of Stray FM. Thank you for joining me again.
Well, happy Yorkshire Day, James. How are you?
Tara's very good, Tara. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not going to do... I'm Yorkshire anyway. Why am I even trying to put a Yorkshire accent on when I've already got one?
I'm compensating, I think, because I'm not from Yorkshire. I'm Nottinghamshire, but mixed in with Wales and Kent.
You are a mixed breed, James, aren't you?
I am literally a mixed breed. Coming up, just to tease, we're going to be talking about Leeds United and the White Rose Awards. But first, something big is coming up on the Business Hub today.
It is.
And you are going to reveal this for us.
I am. It's to do with food, and it's to do with eating, and it's to do with massively great value. It's to do with helping local businesses succeed.
That's something we love to do here at Stray FM, and especially on the Stray FM Business Hub. So details about that are coming up later in the show. So stay listening right through to 8 o'clock this evening. Let's have a look at this big story. Now, this is an interesting one. Leeds United. Now, they've had many ups and downs. I've got a bit of an insider on this from working there under Ken Bates. And then they had GFH, and then we've had Massimo Cellino, and now it looks as though the Chinese are coming. But there's a bit of a twist on this story, isn't there?
Well, there is actually, and it's a local twist, which is even more exciting. So yeah, we've got a Harrogate-born businessman who is called Steve Tappin, and Steve is the CEO of a consultancy company. And so he's working with a group of Chinese businessmen at the moment with a view to invest in somewhere in the region of about £100 million in a bid to buy Leeds United from this Massimo... How do you pronounce it?
Massimo Cellino.
Cellino, who has to be said... I mean, you're a Leeds fan, I think, aren't you, James? Is that right?
Through the ups and downs.
Sorry,
I like how you're apologising for being a Leeds... I'm sorry that you're a Leeds
fan. I don't mean to be disrespectful at all, but poor Leeds fans, I do feel for you. You've been through apparently 6 coaches in 2 years, is that right?
Well, Massimo Cellino is known for doing that. He did it with his other clubs as well, so yeah, not steady times.
So he has divided the fans, I think, because lots of changes and selling off lots of things as well in association with the club. So I would imagine a lot of your supporters for the club are welcoming a potential change. And what's really exciting, if this does come, and we were discussing off air, weren't we, is Steve, you know, thinking with his heart or his head? Because he is a lifelong Leeds United supporter as well, isn't he?
I know a lot of fans have tried to, we've had it before where fans have tried to create a company to go and take over and basically run it, because we've had interesting chairman over the years, ever since being in the Champions League. So it's going to be an interesting one to see what happens, because Massimo Cellino is known for being an interesting character when it comes to business deals. So we'll see.
Sounds like it. The one good thing to say, though, Steve obviously knows what he's talking about. He's got a big job over there, but if they do go ahead and they do succeed, they are looking at the long-term prospects. So quite rightly, he's saying that they're going to need an awful lot of capital and the right management as well to create something that's sustainable and to create a Premier League success. Can you imagine being back in the Premiership?
Oh, we've been imagining for years. Imagining. Right, let's move on to another great local business, great local awards that are happening that are now going to be taking place at a new venue here in Harrogate, the White Rose Awards. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they were at the First Direct Arena last year, weren't they?
That's right. This is really big news, James. Really big news for Harrogate, because this is actually... it hosts over 1,000 guests, this event. It's celebrating the, obviously, Yorkshire tourism, and is apparently the biggest of its kind in the UK. So it's absolutely fantastic news that Harrogate is going to be hosting these awards. The new hall, number one, based down at the Yorkshire Event Centre, has won this event this year. So their £11 million investment is starting to pay off.
I was just going to say, what great reward for this investment that they've put this investment in. And I would imagine with an award ceremony like this, using the venue, it's going to open the door for others.
Well, I mean, it's really great news for Harrogate, and obviously the spin-off business that will come off the back of it for all the restaurants and hotels, etc. But yeah, there's over 100 businesses competing for 17 different awards when they come along this November. Last year, I don't know if you remember this, but we had Gary Barlow, we had Tim Firth. They were both made honorary Yorkshiremen, weren't they? Who were we going to get if we had Gary last year?
Can you imagine? We could get them in on the Business Hub when popping down.
Yes.
All right, Gaz,
watch
how you doing?
Space. Let's see.
So, still to come, keep listening because we're going to be revealing our big, big news for independent restaurants on the way very soon on Stray FM's Business Hub.